ओम ज्ञान तिमिरन्दस्य ज्ञानाङ्गनाशलाकय चक्षुरून् मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचेतनमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकरामयं ददति स्वापदन्तिकम् अददनश्चनन्दन्तैर्विदं यचे पुनः पुनः श्रीमरूपपदाम्बुजो धुलिस्यां जन्म जन्मनि जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद सियाद्वैत गदाधर शिवासरि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे. So that was the verse Maharaj was talking about. This verse was also always recited by Krishna's Babaji, who we talked about earlier today, Kinshana Krishna's Babaji. Aradamas Trinandantai. Trin we know from Trinadapi Sunichina. Trin means grass. And dant means teeth. So he says, I'm taking some grass between my teeth. Aradamas Trinandantai. Ridam yache puna puna. Yachna means to beg. And puna, we know, we've heard this, puna sarvita charvananam. Again and again, I'm begging again and again. Yachna means to beg. Just like 20 years ago, one sadhu came to me and he told me, he said, you will see very soon, Vrindavan will become nothing but yachak, vachak, and nachak. Yachak means beggars. Vachak, everybody's doing Bhagavat business, you know, speaking Bhagavatam, making a lot of money. Yachak, Bachak, and Nachak, and doing drama. We heard Nacha means dancing, so doing drama. He told me 20 years ago, he said, you will see, and we're seeing. Anyway, Yachana means to beg. So, Adadanas Chananda and Devridam Yache Puna Puna, Srimad Rupa Padam Bujo. Duli Syam Janma Janmi. Just give me the dust of the lotus feet of Sri the Rupa Goswami. Janma Janmani. Life after life after life after life. Adadanas Chanandantai Ridam Yache Puna Puna. Srima Rupa Padam Bujo. Duli Syam Janma Janmani. Parambuja. Ambuja. Ambu is another word. This water has so many names. You know, Jal, Badi, Ambu, so many names he has. This, some more I can't think of it. So many names. Anyway, Ambu is another. Ambuja. Just like we know Janmastami. So who's born from the water, Ambuja, is the lotus. So it's a very sweet way. Padam Bujo. His lotus feet. Padam Bujo. His, Srimad Rupa Parambuja. Duli. We know Braja Duli. Or Go Duli. The dust. Dust. I just want that dust. Janma Janmani. Just give me that dust life after life after life. This is written in there in Terkadam. So, other thing I was thinking to speak was that as Maharaj was explaining about this Parakeya Bhav, one time we went to Javat with all the Gurukul boys. This is very old days when they were still running it almost like a Gurukul. So they didn't go home for Diwali like they do now. So they were there. So I was trying to think, how are these boys going to understand this Parakeya Bhav? Because Radha and Krishna, as Maharaj said, what is it? What did you say? One entity in two forms. Ekatmanav api. Api is a tiny little Sanskrit word, only two syllables. Api. Two syllables. But it's never used casually in Sanskrit. If you tack that on the end of any word, the previous word becomes very heavy. Ek atmanav api. It is certainly one soul. Ek atma api. Deha bedam. We all know deha, body, form. Deha bedam, but they have divided in two forms. One soul, and two forms. Like that. So there cannot be anything illicit, but just to increase the ras ulas, the joyfulness of the pastimes. They perform in that parakiya bhav. Because that makes it more exciting. And it's more intense. You know, if we have a so-called licit relationship, then it's not so exciting as when you're trying to do something illicit. You know, you're watching this, that, and it's so exciting, and then the relationship is very intense like that. So therefore, it increases the ras ulas, the joyfulness of Krishna's, Radha and Krishna's pastime. So they perform it in that bhav. There's no such thing, but they perform it in that bhav like that. So I was thinking how to get these Gurukul boys to understand such high elevated topics, you know. So I said, just like in a few days, there's Diwali. Then we'll go up on the roof of the Gurukul, and we'll shoot off all kinds of rockets and fireworks and sparklers and, you know, bombs and everything. We'll have a grand time. All the Gurukul, yeah. But if you sneak down the hallway and put a bomb outside your teacher's room, isn't that much more fun? And all the teachers went, whoop! So anyway, that's the best way I can describe Parakiya Bhav. So, anyway, Indra's not on our side today, so although his Tirkadam is a lovely place, anyway, let's see what happens after lunch. We can see what we can do. But, so, anyway, thank you for all coming and tolerating all of the different things. Braj is always an adventure. We never know what's going to happen. But they've given us a little time limit here, so we have to take prasad and clean up and everything. So I will put my voice to rest here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.